B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, 3 o'clock hour, brought to you by Corporate's Bakery and Deli, world-famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays. Every bit is good. Looking at that Phillies game, they're romping, but Velasquez is really interesting because he struck out 9. He got 10 outs. So there was a fly out was the only out he gave up, got out without a strikeout in his 3 1/3.
So what do you do with a guy like him?
Well,
like, you just ride it out and just make him your fifth and hope?
I guess you got to keep him in the rotation. Hope for the best.
Because, I mean, a guy who can strike guys out like that, I know we've said that before, but you would like to think eventually he at least makes himself decent, right? Eventually?
He's just not reliable. I mean, he gave up runs, gave a couple home runs in addition to getting his 9 strikeouts. So,
I saw one of the beat writers saying that they would skip him in the rotation
for the early season.
Yeah, in the early season.
Yeah, they have some off days. Anyway, it's not a day to talk about the Phillies. It's a day to talk about the Sixers and what the future is, what the future holds for your 76ers. How far can they go? Are you worried now about a series? After they beat Milwaukee and Boston, and it's not so much the result of those two specific games, it's what they are as a team now. And when they're all together, just starting five, so far they've been very successful. Can they carry that through in the playoffs without a significant bench is the question. Cash in Mount Airy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Cash.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Cash?
I was a little hyped yesterday when I called your show. I want to apologize for that, but this game means a lot to me. You know, it meant a lot to me yesterday. I was asking Marcus Dumb push my man Joel Embiid. I wanted to jump to the TV and kick his ass myself, you know?
Marcus Smart's grizzly looking, isn't he?
He's a stupid, dumb, you know what I mean? He's dumb as they come. You know,
Wait. Hold on. Tyrone has some insight on the insults that Embiid laid on Marcus Smart made him go off.
Yeah,
what did he say?
He said that he asked.
But he didn't remember which.
That's classic.
Pick up a sleeping giant because Embiid just went off after that.
Your goatee looks like pubes, he said to him. Oh, my God.
Hey, you know what? You know what the biggest thing is, Mike, here? Biggest thing, Mike, is seeing Jimmy Butler and Embiid getting on one accord now. They're starting to figure each other out. They're starting to really like
now,
each other.
Does this look like a team now that has turned to Embiid Butler and Simmons kind of as an afterthought? Like a second-level guy?
No, not an afterthought. Simmons had
a second-level guy, because it was Butler and Embiid that won that game for him last night.
Yeah, but Simmons is still needed because he's needed to do the things that he's been doing. He played great yesterday in his role.
Did he play great in his role? I don't know what his role was last night. I'm going, dude, every time he's got the ball at the top, I'm going, take him! I was screaming, take him! Marcus Morris! Were you saying the same thing when you were watching this?
I was, because I thought the other guys were tired. So I was like, all right, Ben, now it's your turn. It didn't. But the and-one was encouraging. I'm hoping he looks at that over and over again on film and carries it over.
Quickness and athleticism beat him to the left. He used the left-hand dribble to get there. And I'm going, that's there the whole game.
And he went really soft with the right hand. I'm standing by that he's right-handed. Because that play, he was feathery touch from that right.
Yeah, he was off the wrong foot, and he flipped it up right-handed. He's good at making those kind of shots. Yeah. But it's getting to the glass that I need to see.
I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass. I think he was tired with the back-to-back. Okay. He played the 38 minutes the night before. I think he was gassed. Now, they play the Bucks again. They actually don't play that many good teams left. I think in the next 6, they only play one team with a winning record, and that's the Nets, who are only one game over 500. But I think that'll be – I think he was tired.
Okay. Let's go Jerry and Marlton. Jerry, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Jerry.
Hey, Mike. Jerry from Marlton.
What's up,
Mike?
What's up,
I want to know one thing. You know, Jimmy Butler was here from before the holidays. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the minute we get Tobias Harris, they talk about a contract. But how come they didn't talk about contracts with Butler? Shouldn't he have gotten a contract offer before
They're talking about that.
Well,
they're both in the same category. So
yeah, but Tobias Harris here 3 seconds, and they're talking contract with him. Butler's here from before the holidays.
No. When they first acquired him, that was a major issue, whether you're going to re-sign him, whether you're going to be able to re-sign him. They've been talking about it. They have to sign both of them. And Elton Brand made it clear. Elton Brand made it clear when he made all these acquisitions that the goal was to sign both of them.
I think that's why Butler's holding back. You say he disappears until the fourth quarter. Maybe if he had a contract, he may show up for the whole game.
Well, they can't sign him anyway now.
I know, until he's a free agent.
Yeah, June. So, I don't know, what is your beef here? If the Sixers win, Jimmy Butler's going to want to sign back here. There's no reason why he wouldn't want to sign back here.
I agree with that.
I don't really have any worries. They know they have to keep this thing together. If they keep it together, no matter how far they go this year, they are in contention for 2020 to win an NBA title. And he knows that. He's not stupid.
I think they're going to do that, Mike.
You think they're going to win the NBA title this year? They're going to be Golden State?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, I hope you're right. I'm not quite seeing that because they're not deep enough to do that. And Golden State's deep in their experience. But Golden State's attrition will put the Sixers in the catbird seat that year, 2020, the year of reckoning.
Yep. Next year, they're the favorites.
Chuck Worcester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck.
Mike, you made me laugh.
It's Worcester. That's right, Montgomery County. Worcester, right?
You got it.
Yeah, okay.
Mike, I got a buddy of mine that's got season tickets, and he called me this morning to talk about the game. And Mike, he said, he called her Greta Gestapo. He had the same problem you had.
Did he really?
Yes,
she was that woman, whoever she was crazy.
Greta Gestapo.
She was crazed last night.
Mike, you made me laugh when you come on and you started talking about her. But, Mike, I want to mention something to you. But, Tyrone, let me tell you, you do know your basketball. I don't agree on your assumption or what you were saying about Brett Brown. But, Mike, Jimmy Butler, we know he's an asset to this team. Is he happy here? What? This guy shows up when he wants to, Mike, or am I looking something different?
I think the same thing at times. Now, maybe last night he was restoring his energy because he told MB that he was tired and gassed, and he said, just get me to the fourth quarter and I'll have enough energy to take you over the top. So he's playing on a back-to-back. But you're right. There's times when I go, all right, engage, and he doesn't engage. I see the same things you see, but maybe our expectations for him are too high that we think he's Michael Jordan.
Nah, Mike, I think he's good though, Mike. I think he's
a tremendous player.
Mike, let me mention something to you. Brett Brown, he and Joe Banner probably have as good a command of the English language of any of the two people I've ever dealt with in sports. I'm your age, Mike. But Mike, I just think he's a tremendous assistant coach. Mike, I don't think this guy can coach this much talent. I'm just not as high on him as you and Tyrone.
Well, listen, thanks, Chuck. It's still a work in progress to see. Right now, it's fair to say I don't think that he's the guy, but we'll see. We got the playoffs coming up. And after the playoffs, if they win the East, are you going to say he's not the guy? It's all waiting game. It's players that win games. They have accumulated a roster now where the starting five beats anybody. So it's about how he manages the minutes, how he gets the most out of that starting five. He knows he doesn't have a bench. So players are going to have to win for him. Rob in Berlin, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Rob.
Man, that gentleman, he was so right. He was so right about Brett.
What did he do wrong last night? Rob, explain what he did wrong last night.
You asked me the wrong question. Okay, here it comes.
Go ahead. I'm writing them down. I'm writing a list.
McCullough, write it down. McCullough looked lost last night. McConnell, he looked lost last night. Now, I want to give two MVP.
McConnell looked lost? That was a factor last night? McConnell?
Okay, hold on. Let's roll with this one. I'm going to give him two props, though. Scott and Ennis played Tatum Oh, man, they D'd him up like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was the difference last night.
Okay.
Okay,
that's a coaching feather, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
But all right.
Our problem is the choreography of coaching, okay? Stevens is out-choreographing Brown.
How? How did he do that last night?
I'm going to give you a good example, okay? That Baines was killing them. Until Baines went out, he was killing them.
Where was Baines killing them? Where? What game were you watching? He got destroyed by Embiid on that one play. He almost backed him into the stanchion.
Listen. One more thing. Here he goes. I say Baines was hurting them. It's just like before, in the earlier part, it used to be Olenek that was hurting them. Stevens always finds a way to...
Baines made two shots last night and didn't go to the foul line. Where was he killing them?
Oh, man. It just didn't look right. But I'm going to tell you, it was a great win last night. It was a great win. I agree with Steven.
Come on, man. Stop. You got to go. You got to go. Baines was killing him. What? Breaking news? Bryce Harper hit another home run today? Oh, look at this. Look at this. Bryce feeling it.
He's in the zone.
Who did he hit it off of?
Let me see.
I mean, it's got probably
somebody. He hit it off of Pinone. Somebody named Pinone.
I don't know the
same spot.
The kid from Africa hit a home run.
Oh, really?
Back to back.
Oh, good for him.
Ngopi and Harper. Back to back.
Yeah, so that's a good week for Ngopi. He had the game winning walk the other day, and now it's good for him.
13-3.
You said they hadn't been hitting.
They put it together first time all spring. Today.
There you go. You're a week away now.
Bryce
one week
Harper
away.
With two home runs, both of them to right field. Which tells you one thing. He's on it. He is on it. Jerry Hellertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerry.
How you doing, Michael?
What's up, Jerry?
My brother and I were at the game last night, and I'm telling you, a game like that, the arena becomes a cathedral to the human spirit, which is why I will never understand people who don't get sports. But I gotta say this. It's not an anti-Ben Simmons rant. It's more of a sometimes Ben Simmons drives me insane comment.
Mm-hmm.
If you rewatch the last minute of that game, Embiid switches on to Irving, makes an incredible block, gets the rebound, gives the ball to Simmons, and Simmons nonchalance a cross-court pass to Butler that Tatum came within an inch of stealing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was right where I was.
Yeah, that kind of thing just drives me nuts. I can even understand the reluctance to drive or shoot, but when you nonchalant the basketball in that clutch of a situation, I just don't get it.
Didn't hurt him, though, did it, Jer?
No, you're
picking on something that really didn't hurt him.
Fine.
I get it. See, we're being picky. Well, they wound up winning the game, surviving the game, and they got the necessary plays in the end to pull it out.
Not arguing. I'm just saying that's something that probably should not continue in the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
All right. He rarely makes mistakes like that, though.
All right. But the other thing is, are you guys willing to accept this double technical thing? Because to me, that's like the NBA version of like a middle school participation.
You're talking about the Embiid and Smart thing?
Yeah.
It wasn't really a double technical. It was a flagrant two that tosses the other guy out of the game. The Sixers
Embiid didn't deserve a technical at all.
Yeah, he did. If you review, they get to flagrant one, really, and you get a technical.
Well, how far are they going to review these days?
You had to review. If you're going to throw a guy out of a game, you have to have a review. In that review, when you see what precipitated it, I mean, he clocked him with an elbow in his shoulder.
Luke Jackson would have played 4 minutes if that would have happened.
You're going old school.
I know I'm going way back. But anyway, I just enjoyed the game, and I enjoyed the
game. You're right. The cathedral to the what, Jerry?
The human spirit.
Cathedral to the human spirit last night at the Wells Fargo Center.
Deep. Well,
very nice. That is deep.
It was better at the Wells Fargo Center than on social media. These fans were ready to jump in the Schuylkill at the half.
You know,
they were down 11, and they were ready to slit the wrists.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of foxhole guys were on Twitter last night. No foxhole guys. Yeah. I was looking for them. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find them.
No, I was in that at halftime, the executive lounge where they all have all the high-end booze.
Oh, Roman Elbow.
Oh, look at that, Mike. I saw a glass of nickel and nickel. Ronald Darby got his drink, and then I was next. I got the nickel and nickel.
Oh, look at you.
High-end Napa. I was actually at that winery in Napa.
Oh, when you went out there?
High-end nickel and nickel. Little Merlot, they were serving the nickel and nickel last night. But in the executive lounge was none other than Tom Wolfe.
Oh, the guy.
Who I was going to walk by him and go, hey, what's up, Wolfie? And I thought that would have been disrespectful.
A little bit.
Right?
A little bit.
And who else was in there last night? What other celeb was in there?
Did you see...
What?
Alshon?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, Alshon was out there.
Alshon was in the executive lounge with Darby. Alshon doesn't miss a trick.
He's going to be in the house.
He doesn't miss that high-end bar that they have in there.
I like a guy with taste. He can afford it.
Yeah. Wolfie was in there, glomming. I've never seen Wolfie at a game. He was glomming on his Sixers all of a sudden.
I think he was at them last year towards the end.
Towards the end, he was there last year too. When they get hot, here comes the go.
It's the place to be. Uh-huh.
All right. Let's get Jack in Lansdale. Jack, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jack.
Yo, Mike.
What's up, Jack?
For years, I used to call every once in a while. Call you my daddy for some different sorts of reasons. This time I'm going to defer to Tyrone because over the last week he's been, you know, reminding all of us, and it's a good thing. Mm. Why everybody's so critical of the coach and everything's because they care because they're damn good and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, and then we have expectations there. Like we can't accept any loss now. And that, you know, any loss now is criticizing the coach and the team, whatever.
Yeah, they mean they're not used to like 82 games and pacing yourself. And like you said, I'm newly to the, you know, my kids were watching during the process. I couldn't have time. I'd too busy to watch all that crap. But now that it's like this, I make time. And I'm always thinking, you know, now that I know the NBA, I'm ready for a 10-0 run. It drives me a little crazy, but that's just part of the way it works.
Yeah.
No matter who you're playing.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, and you know. Again, props for Tyrone. He used to drive me the most, especially I used to always think he always backed the athlete. But, you know, even the Simmons thing, it's about one play. You know, it's about making plays. He made that 3-point play. So, you know, again, we're hoping he's more aggressive.
It was a clutch play. It was one of the clutch plays.
It's about making plays. So, you know, he makes them. I always fought with my kids because, you know, Simmons is really popular with the young people. And I thought his game's so weak.
Yeah, but he had the bright orange kicks on last night, too.
Yeah, I know. But he's the man. And, you know, obviously, you know, I'm sure I'll come back with you. You'll come up with some expertise that I'll refer to you as my daddy.
That's not a bad name. Not a bad name for
well,
me.
Well, I mean,
be
you're
with.
Closer in age than all
right,
but
Jack.
Either way, all good.
All right, buddy, you got it. You know what annoyed me last night? I was sitting close to the Boston bench. They were acting like Villanova walk-ons. That whole bench. Did you see them after every basket?
Yeah,
those scrubs at the end of the bench jumping up and down.
Yeah, that bothers you?
Yeah, it bothers me.
Why?
Pro players.
But they got caught up in the moment.
They're jumping up and down for every like first quarter. It started.
The Celtics guys do it too.
I'm talking about the Celtics guys.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. The Celtics guys, not the Sixers guys.
They did it late, the Sixers guys.
The Celtics guys were from the jump.
Yeah, they do.
Those bums.
They do
the
arm swing. That's the ML Carr stuff. They do all that stuff the whole game. Those Celtics players. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, somebody did a finger roll, and then Kyrie's like doing the finger roll. You know, he's off the bench doing the finger roll. Sit down, Villanova walk-ons.
But I like TJ.
That Yabusele dude.
Yeah, he does do.
And they finally had to put him in the game.
He did all right, though.
Yeah,
he's a strong dude. That guy got like good, he's a thick guy.
A guy named Williams and Wanamaker.
Williams, wasn't he the one that missed his... He missed his flight for the summer league and missed his workout.
Yeah.
Yeah, that knucklehead.
Dudes.
Yeah.
No, Yabusele didn't play last night. Ogele played.
Ogele, yeah.
Yabusele was the one jumping around waving crap.
That's ML. But I like TJ. TJ's a great bench cheerer. He's like the best in the league.
But TJ is like a Villanova walk-on. These other guys aren't.
It's a first-round pick acting like that. Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
That guy was a first-round pick.
Right.
Acting like that.
Come on, man. Izzy in New York, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Izzy.
Well, I don't know whether I like your show better or Tyrone's show better. You guys have great shows. I mean, you're great in the afternoon and he's great at night. So it's one great show followed by another. Both very entertaining. Don't always agree, but it doesn't matter. It's the people that do this
show.
Could
you possibly not always agree? That's the thing that befuddles me.
Let me give you an example. The Sixers have a great starting team. They can beat anyone with their starting team. Okay, there's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
But their bench is terrible. They don't have a Ronnie Anderson that can come in and give them 15 points. However, if you go back to what Tyrone said at the beginning of the show, he made a poignant remark. He told you that they have Shake Milton down on the farm. I've seen Shake Milton play every game this year, every single game. He scores with his left hand. He dunks with his left hand. He's very relaxed. He's very smooth. You never know what he's going to do. You never know what direction he's going to go. He can hit a three. He can make the layup with either hand. And he always outplays his defender. He's the third leading scorer in the league. He should be the sixth man on this team. And I don't know why he's not here.
Come on, man.
I don't know why he's not here. I don't understand it.
Come on, Izzy. Stop.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I am too. Stop.
He's good.
He's good in a G League situation. You talk about an NBA. The level is so different. It's like a AAA guy. You expect to hit 300 up here. Shake Milton's not going to make a difference.
Why can't he score 8 points off the bench with our team?
Because he's not good enough to do that. You're judging him in a totally different venue. He was up at the NBA level. What did he do up at this level? Did he do anything that impressed you?
Well, yeah, he scored 11 points in that Clippers game. Next thing you knew, they sent him down, and he got injured, and then they couldn't bring him back.
Yeah, but come on, man. Come on, Izzy.
So you don't like him.
He may be okay down the road. He's not ready to come in and help the Sixers off the bench.
Well, I don't agree.
Right.
And also, I like Bramage. I think he can help us also. I think he's a very good shooter, three-point shooter. Another point I want to make about
Brett,
Jarrett Brownridge, very good shooter, 40% from three-point range.
Brownridge?
Yeah. For the
Blue Coats?
Yeah.
Come on, brother. You're killing me, Iz.
You don't like them?
This is a G League. It's different.
Well,
this is the NB freaking A.
It's what about AAA baseball players? They come up and produce.
They do? When?
when
do they come? Scott Kingery was a AAA player, right? What's he doing up here?
Well, come on. That's the Phillies.
Oh, you got to stop getting your G League tainted. 610-632-0975. You cannot possibly evaluate a guy who's having a little bit of success in the G League and project that he's going to have success against these great athletes in the NBA. It's miles beyond a G League. Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And Mike Mussinelli Show, it's time to update our Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie.
Over 1,000 votes on this one so far. With the Sixers now beating both the Bucks and the Celtics, do you think they can make the finals? 79% say yes, 21% say no.
Alrighty. A little NCAA tournament update. Minnesota upsets Louisville. So if you had Louisville, a lot of people had Louisville moving on. But the Golden Gophers, coached by Richard Pitino.
Who I think can coach, by the way.
Yeah?
I do. I actually think he can coach.
I don't know how he gets any players to go there. But they beat Louisville by 10. Yale hung in with an LSU. They lost 79-74. And Tyrone's pick for upset in the first round, which I try to advise him against. New Mexico State is about to go down to Auburn. Yeah. SEC was a tough tournament league this year, man.
Yeah, I know. You've been telling me for years to take the emotion out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I can do it with the pros, I can't do it with college. If I hate you, I can't pick you.
You hate Auburn?
I hate Pearl.
Oh, you hate Bruce Pearl.
Yeah, I hate Bruce Pearl for being a snitch. So I can never root for him. And that's the problem. I can't.
That is a flaw.
It's a huge flaw.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to cost me money.
Yeah, when we're talking about money, it's a flaw, man.
It's a huge flaw.
Another game, Florida State's actually having a tussle with Vermont. The Catamounts, who I believe their uniforms are made out of hemp. Their post-game spread will be catered by Whole Foods, and their sneakers are by The Gap. Vermont. And by the way, last night, Jerome Allen is an assistant coach of the Boston Celtics. I could have sworn, it may be my eyeballs because I had a little nickel Merlot in me. I could have sworn I saw Lori Loughlin offering Jerome Allen an envelope on the bench.
Hey.
Come on. that was totally wrong, wasn't it? That was totally
out. Just going to throw in an extra shot?
Totally out of it. See, what I did was like commingled scandals.
Right.
There.
He was able to escape his.
Well, he had to testify and got a federal charge.
Yeah, but Lori, they done took her passport now.
Can you get my kid in the pen? What's her grade point average? I think it's about 1.3, but she's pretty.
Yeah, they Hallmark Channel 5.
I got two words for you, community college girl.
She's no longer on Fuller House either.
Yeah, they fired her.
Really?
She's done from everything.
Everything. Hallmark
Channel.
Did the
kid get into school? Or is she still?
She dropped out.
Oh, she did?
Both daughters had to drop out. Both daughters dropped out.
How their YouTube channels doing?
They're still popping. Instagram, they had to turn comments off on Instagram, though. People were going in on them. It was a real problem.
Because in the one YouTube post from one of her daughters, she was talking about how she didn't even care about being in school.
No, she was going for the parties.
Right. That's what she said on her.
She said it in January. Like, oh, yeah, I don't care. Who cares about school? I'm just
her
here
mom
for the party.
Does, clearly.
I mean, I'm looking to sensate to her, man. I mean, Wofford, she could have got fairly ridiculous. Abilene Christian.
Mississippi State.
Murray State.
Yep, Mississippi.
Belmont.
Plenty of colleges.
Getting old Miss.
Schools would have taken her.
Yeah.
Elon. You know, these obscure schools.
Yeah, Penn State. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Penn State. No, Penn State.
They'd have taken
her. Ooh.
It's going to,
Gotta take a shot at the Knicks when I can.
You can take a shot at the Knicks because their basketball team petered out this year. That's why you're taking a shot.
Yeah, football season. I'll be quiet.
You're feeling your muscles.
A little bit.
Yeah. From Rutgers, feeling your muscles.
It's about the same record. About the same. Equal level.
It's like a Volkswagen challenging a Prius in a race. I'll just go to Mike and Conchahokan. I don't even know what that means. Mike, that doesn't even make sense. Mike and Conchahokan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's going on, Mike?
First time caller, long time listener and viewer.
Thanks, buddy.
I brought my 6-year-old son to his first Sixers game last night, and couldn't have been a better game.
Wow, for the kid. It was a long game, too. The kid hung in there for the length.
Well, we bailed right towards the end to beat the rush.
What?
He's
what?
For school, I know.
Oh, you beat the rush.
I know. I shouldn't have. Probably the best game that they've played in a long time.
Yeah, you can't beat the rush in a game against the Celtics. Come on.
I know. I was wrong. But anyway.
But anyway, I was in traffic for 2 hours getting out of there because the Schuylkill went two lanes into one.
Yeah, 76 is horrible, too. Anyway, it's good to see that the Sixers are almost back to, the Iverson days, but they're still not quite where we need to be. I mean, I think they still need a shooter on their bench or two. I mean, like a Bellinelli type or Korver type.
Yeah, bro, that ship has sailed. You're not getting that now. So
I'm talking for next year, though.
Oh, next year they need a point guard that can score a little bit and shoot it. TJ McConnell will probably get $6 million to go somewhere. So God bless him. Yeah. So they'll have to replace that position.
He's a hustler, but I think I could shoot better than some of the bench players. I'm going to be honest. And it's just tough to watch sometimes. And they need some clutch shooters and another defender for that matter, too.
But, yeah, to create the perfect team, obviously. But the question is, in their current form, Mike, what do you see? Yeah. What do you see? Do you think they can get to the finals? Because I do.
I do if they don't see Boston in the finals.
They're not going to see Boston. Boston's out. Forget Boston. They're not going to see him. I don't want to hear that name again. Don't want to hear Boston ever again. That's the last time I expect to see him or hear from him. I hate that team. Brad Morristown, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Brad.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Brad?
I know this is a not popular take, but it's a Jimmy Butler take.
Mm-hmm.
So, after last night, and we see what he can do in the clutch, it's not like he's doing that all the time and showing up. He can't shoot the threes consistently. He's made like 10 threes in the last 20 games.
He hasn't taken many threes.
Yeah, he's taken like 40 threes in the last 20 games.
Yeah, he's curtailed the three-point shooting. But last night, when they needed him, buckets rose up. And he even missed two in those last 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's where my problem comes in. I don't know if I want to pay him $30 million a year.
Yes, you do. Brad, don't worry about the money, Brad. You got to have your. Is your team good with Jimmy Butler on it? In the end, yeah, you appreciate the things he does. Who do you care about paying him $30 million?
I appreciate what Ben and JoJo are doing more, and I'd rather max out to buy
him. You can max them both out. You got enough money to max both of them.
Yeah, I get that, but we wouldn't be able to fill out our bench with. Actually,
yeah, you'll be fine. You can always get a guy on a small contract to fill out.
I got a hypothetical, though.
Oh, go ahead.
Would you rather, instead of signing Jimmy for the $30 million, we could throw money at like Danny Green or Jeremy Lamb, and we can get more than one. We can get like three guys. We can get like Bogdanovich from the Pacers.
I like Jimmy Butler. I think he is an integral part of your team, your defensive effort, the fact that he can make shots in the end. I like to keep this thing together. I don't want to mess with it.
I understand that. I
think he's a really heady player. Now, does he disappear at times? Yeah, I don't know. But guys know their own body. I guess he's conserving. Whatever he's doing, he has come through when they needed him to come through. And to have a closer like that is really, really valuable. A guy you can count on to close for you. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
346 Al Tyrone, New Mexico State has made a furious rally. 6 seconds left in the game.
Yes, come on.
And I think they just fouled an Auburn guy. So it's 77-76, and Auburn has the basketball, and I think they're about to get fouled. So you're in it.
Feels good. If Pearl loses hard, oh, feels good. Embrace the hate.
Bruce Pearl.
Embrace the hate.
Hey, can we hear that, the last call from Tom McGinnis on the Butler shot? Because I think what Tom did was he spilled his bucket a little bit because he thought it was going to be a turnover. And so, all right, let's hear it. And then the shot that he makes was kind of like, I think he was kind of out of gas because he had expended some energy, because when Butler fumbled it, I think he was ready to announce a turnover.
Jimmy with the dribble. Jimmy loses it. He almost fell out of bounds. He shoots it. It's good.
See?
He made it with under 5 seconds to go. Jimmy Butler has come up huge.
He didn't have the gas on that.
I think it sounded like he was losing his voice a little bit.
Yeah, he was losing his voice because I think he expended the energy of thinking it was going to be a turnover. He fumbled the ball. He's like, oh, fumbled the ball. It's out of bounds. And all of a sudden he picks it up and shoots it and makes it.
There's a longer cut of him from the beginning, if you want to hear that.
I heard what I needed to hear. He was like, the turnover, it looked like it was going to be a turnover. He fumbled the ball, and it looked like it was going to go out of bounds. And as a play-by-play announcer, that's the motion of, like, that's what you're describing, because you're thinking it's going to go out of bounds. You're not thinking all of a sudden he's going to recover and fire and hit it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Right, I actually thought at that point, oh, pass it. When he passed it, because Embiid was open at the top, I thought you might get a swing over to JJ, but he kept it and took care of business.
Let's go to Tony in Overbrook. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Tone?
Okay, man. First time call. I've been watching for a while. Appreciate the show. I love it, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I was calling to talk about that Jimmy Butler play also, man. Wow is all I could say, man. I had my Pepsi, and next thing I knew, it was all over the wall. I just lost it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
It was a great game, and I'm like you, Mike. I was born and raised here in Philadelphia, and if you are a true fan to, I hate to say I hate anything, but to teams you hate, Dallas Cowboys and those Boston Celtics, man. You know?
Listen, I hate him too. The way that game came down at the end, like Tatum makes the layup to tie it, right? And this is when Ben sets up his drive to the basket and gets the three-pointer.
Right.
And that play, and then Jimmy making the sideline jumper puts him up five. And it was like, oh my God, they actually won this game? They made a couple plays to just knock this game down.
Yeah, and Jimmy's a key, intricate part to our team. Yeah, he may disappear for three and a half quarters, but it seems like these last maybe 10 games or so, you know, he just shows up, man. If it's not a steal or a defensive play or setting someone up, I really love that one.
But he's a heady player. The only thing I'm worried about is that, like, he's thinking too much that he has to conserve his energy for the fourth quarter because they really need him to win games. I'd like to see him a little more engaged throughout the game. Like the other day against Milwaukee, they engaged him early. And then last night I kept saying, come on, you got to do something, do something.
Yeah, I was sitting here saying the same thing. Get in the game. Yeah, we need you. Get in the game. And when he threw that pass to Tobias and he slammed, I said, okay, there he comes. Yep. Here he comes. You know, so it was very exciting. I really enjoyed it. And go Sixers. And I think they can make it to the final six. I really do.
I see. We asked that question last week. How many people would have said yes? It took these wins over Milwaukee and Boston to get people engaged to that side of it, that they can actually pull this thing off and get to the finals. And nobody's really thinking they can win the NBA championship. It would be, frankly, a miracle if they won the NBA championship this year.
It would be just like when the Sixers got there against the Lakers. Once they had Mutombo, exactly. They weren't going to win. Getting there was the thing. Now, had they kept Theo, I know you agree with me.
I was a big Theo guy.
I know.
Me and the Cuz, we used to go back and forth on this all the time with Theo Ratliff. He hated Theo Ratliff, and I loved him because he enabled Larry Brown to you see hedges now all the time. It started. Larry Brown invented the hedge.
He invented the hedge
with a mobile center.
Yep. Everybody used to on the pick and roll. Exactly. Everybody would drop back.
And the thing about Theo, he's quick enough to get back. Yep. So he wasn't a lumbering center with hedge, and then you could beat him on a pick and roll or something.
And Shaq took Mutombo apart anyway. So you might as well have a guy who's mobile.
Yep. Mark and Cherry Hill. Mark, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Mark.
Mike, how you doing?
What's
today?
What's up, Mark?
Great show.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, listen, I'm a longtime Sixers season ticket holder.
Mm-hmm.
Your description of the building last night was right on. The atmosphere was unbelievable. But imagine my surprise when I look across the aisle from me. I'm sitting next to the owner of the Boston Celtics.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, pretty engaging guy. It was interesting. I didn't recognize him at first. I knew he was somebody.
Uh-huh.
But then he started showing us his 2008 ring. And kind of, you know, let us know he was, real proud of it. And he had this smug confidence for the whole game.
Wow, he should have. They were up the whole game.
Absolutely. And the joy of my life was the look on his face when Butler hit that dagger.
So where was this? Where were you sitting with the owner?
In section 112, which is directly across from Brett Brown.
How many rows row up? Two. He was in row two. Okay.
I'm in row two.
Okay.
Right behind the black seats.
Okay, I got you.
And he was in 113. I'm on the aisle and he's on the aisle.
About that? They didn't give the owner a courtside seat?
We were surprised, but he had his wife and two daughters with him.
I had a better seat last night at Boston Celtics owner, bro.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, he was a very engaging guy.
I'm glad he was.
I would not want to be on the
stick that ring up his nostril.
He was not happy when Butler hit that shot. He stormed up the aisle and out the
river. Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah, he was not
that's a
happy.
Shame. I guess they don't win enough in Boston.
Yeah, what the heck.
Bastard. All right, man.
Thanks,
Mark. How about that? Sitting next to the Boston Celtic owner.
And who is? I don't know their owner. It's always about age.
Yeah, I don't know who it is either.
You know, that owner would have never won anything.
Silent money man.
Maybe that's why he's in those seats.
If Angel McHale hadn't made that cheat trade, he wouldn't have any rings. That stinking cheat trade that McHale and Ainge set up behind the scenes, and they let McHale do our games.
Yeah.
NBC Sports Philly forever.
There you go.
With Ainge.
All right, we have one open line that you can climb in with. We have 2 hours left of this exciting show today, regaling last night's big victory over the Boston Celtics, 610-622-0975. And today, Bryce Harper has hit two home runs, including one off a left-hander named Thomas Pannone, or whatever his name is, who last year was suspended for PEDs.
Ah, now you see why. Can't get that extra couple MPHs to get it past.
Exactly right. He came in the dugout. He said it mattered. See? After Bryce cuffed him. Back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
484-915-3100. Get relief.
Let's score clips.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.